Finance with Scott Haywood, thefinanceguru.com.au.
Well, Alan Oster, the chief economist of the National Australia Bank, did say half an hour ago that one of the good things about today's rate rise was that it was lower than expected. It was only 0.25% rather than half. This has actually been very, very good for the share market. Scott Haywood, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. The US share market was stronger last night, and at 2:29, just a minute before the RBA announcement, our market was up 100 points. But as soon as the RBA said they're only going to lift interest rates by 0.25%, our market soared, eventually closing up just about half an hour ago, up more than 3% or 248 points to 6,905. It does mean that people who may be looking at putting their money in cash or term deposits may now start to look again at the share market. As you suggested with your interview with Alan and at the Open, the benchmark RBA rate is at 2.6%, which is still the highest official interest rate Australia's had since July 2013. It does mean that repayments on a $500,000 25-year loan have now risen around $700 since that first rate hike just before the election in May, as all rate rises have been passed in full by all the major banks. Stocks that caught my eye today, Tom, were the banks. ANZ rallying nearly 5% to $23.91, the CBA up more than 4% to $94.58, and the miners were all strong as well, up South32 up more than 5% to $3.75. But one of the victims of this lower than expected interest rate hike was the Aussie dollar, now falling just below 65 US cents a few moments ago. This time yesterday it was sitting above 66 as the market had priced in a 0.5% increase.